The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Mahdi Rastani. He's going to discuss Palestinian resistance and the brutal attacks of Israel on Gaza Strip. Stay with us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This khutbah is of course dedicated to the events that we have been witnessing in this past week or so. Of course, like many of you, we have been watching with horror, we've been watching with fear, and the situation is far more painful than you or I or anybody can put into words. I don't think I found myself, maybe as far as memory serves me, I don't think I've broken down into tears on random occasions as much as I have in the past week. Very difficult. And so we want to take some time to discuss these events that have been unfolding in front of us. Allah salawat, please. First, I have to mention, of course, that if our lives have been disrupted, if it's difficult to get on with life, if it's difficult to carry on with life, that is a sign that you're still human. It's a sign that there is still humanity within our hearts. And so if it's been difficult to continue with our day-to-day lives, it's not a bad thing, because anything other than that would be a red flag. Anything other than that would be a major sign of worry. How can we continue with life as if nothing is happening when you see the pictures that come out, you see the videos that come out, things that are difficult to put into words? That is the first point. The second point I want to make is clearly nothing that is happening has to do with religion. This is not a matter of the Jewish faith. It's not a matter of the Christian faith. It's not a matter of the Muslim faith, as sometimes some media outlets want to make it into a religious thing. This is not a religious thing. It has nothing to do that. We're a religious organization. We embrace and respect every faith out there, every denomination out there. This is not a matter of religion. This is a matter of a humanitarian crisis that's happening in front of our eyes that you and I would not expect for it to take place in 2023. You know, I remember when I was a child, 5 or 6 years old, we would go with parents to different protests, and you would hear, you know, the chants and so on and so forth, and you would assume this was stuff for back in the day when you didn't have a lens to see the crisis. Because when I was growing up, you couldn't see the crisis. Yes, all you would see is headlines. All you would see is something that some media outlet would put out. And now you, in a day and age where you can see what's happening, it is just unbelievable. Unbelievable what's happening in plain sight. So that's point number two, has nothing to do with religion. And I'm going to move on to number three. Number three is, of course, the plight of the Palestinian people has been something that's been there. Like I said, I remember being a kid, yes, and witnessing what has been happening and seeing what's been happening. But of course, this time is different. That's not my words. Any media outlets that you open up, even those of them who are not the most objective, yes, they will tell you this time is different. Yes, I saw one statistic that the bombing that's happened in the past 5 days is greater than the amount of bombing that the U.S. did in Afghanistan for a whole year in a land that is called Gaza, yes? This is basic information. Go and Google the size of this land. Go and Google how much room you have to move around in this land, if at all. Already jam-packed. Already refugee camps. Isn't that ironic? that in a place that's being bombed, you have refugee camps that are being bombed. What does a refugee camp mean? It means this person's not from here. It means this person's not even supposed to be here to begin with. It means this person was already pushed out of his hometown and was already kicked out of his home once. And then imagine being in a refugee camp, and then they tell you, now you have to get up and go again. Except this time, there is nowhere to go because there's a blockade. You have no room to move around. Yes? And I will read some of the quotes from the civilians, because that's what we're referring to here. The civilians, innocent civilians, you read their words and just the pain that their words inflict. You don't even have to take a political stance. No, just listen to their words, and their words will do all the talking that you and I have to do. So what's happened in these last 5 days? And again, this is basic information that anyone, most of you, might already be aware of. Electricity has been cut off. What does that mean? That means if bodies are under rubble, you can't even find the bodies anymore. If someone might even be alive, you can't even find that body anymore. It means basic communication is not possible anymore. It means if you want to document what's happening, that's not possible anymore. So electricity completely cut off. The basic functions of life have been cut off. Food and water cut off. You know, people living there, some of them are active on social media, so they'll share their experiences of what they're going through. So we went to the supermarket. If the supermarket is still in its place, if it hasn't been already blown to smithereens, yes? Then what happens? We went there, the shelves are empty. Like, what are you gonna buy? And the owner is telling us, this is not gonna get filled up. There's no more food. Water has been cut off, yes? What does that mean? That means basic sanitary needs of a 2.2 million person population have been cut off. No water. We have doctors here in our presence, and they will be the first to tell you, without water and without electricity, how are you supposed to save the lives of wounded, innocent civilians? How can you even do that without electricity? How can you even do that without water? Children on incubators, yes? Basic things, you cannot do that anymore. Fuel has been cut off. So what does that mean? That means even moving from one place to another place is not possible. People with nowhere to go. So far, 7 mosques, 4 universities, 1,200 homes. These are just numbers that you'll find on any news, yes, media outlet. Industrial facilities, media offices, schools, they have all already been bombarded. And it's interesting, and I'll just put this out there, that the updates that you hear are always civilian updates. You don't hear any military updates. Civilian updates. Why? Because civilians are being targeted. Because civilians are losing their lives. This is what's happening every moment.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. I saw those rockets and bombs shining in the sky, like drops of rain in the sun's light, taking away everyone dear to my heart, destroying my dreams in a blink of an eye. What happened to our human rights? What happened to the sanctity of life? Still alive. Oh, yeah. How And every tree, 'cause no matter what.